Pay parking hasn't even started in 5 locations around Port Moody, but there's already more spaces it will cover. This week, council decided the new charges to park should also apply to 4 spots on the city-owned section of Capilano Road in Souter Brook Village, between Morrissey Road and the bridge over Souter Brook Creek. It's just around the corner of what people think is the commercial area of Souter Brook, said Cown. Samantha Agterup on Tuesday, April 23, as council approved the implementation of pay parking for about 400 city-owned spots, including 25 commercial unmarked street spots just around the corner on Morrissey Road as well as Souter Brook Way. The other locations are 222 marked stalls at Rocky Point Park, 62 unmarked street spots on Esplanade Avenue from Rocky Point Park to Murray Street, 62 unmarked street spots on Mary Street, from Columbia to Williams Streets, 32 unmarked street spots on Unglis Way from Noons Creek Drive to Guilford Way. You can find maps of the new pay parking areas below. Port Moody Engineering Project Manager Sandy Tolentino told council pay stations are expected to be in place by August. Not all councillors were in support of ending the days of free parking in public locations around the city, though. Cown. Haven Lerbecki said the new charges present an additional financial burden to families already struggling with the high cost of living in Port Moody, and it shouldn't cost them more to be able to visit a public park like Rocky Point that they're already helping pay for through taxes. More families are just trying to get by right now, she said. Access to park land should be equitable. Charging for parking is not equitable. But Tolentino said the new charges are necessary to encourage the turnover of parking spaces so they can be used by more visitors through the day, especially in places like Rocky Point Park when the weather is nice. Pay parking would also motivate people to consider alternate modes of transportation, like transit, cycling or walking, she added. Cown. Kyla Knowles said the implementation of year-round pay parking in the 5 locations around the city will provide useful data to determine how those spaces are used while Cown. Diana Dilworth suggested the revenue the spots generate will help pay for improvements around Port Moody. The proposed new hourly charges range from $1.50 per hour in the off-season from September to May at Rocky Point Park, Esplanade Avenue and Murray Street to $2.50 an hour from June to August at the same locations. Rates proposed for the spaces at Souter Brook Village and on Unglis Way will be $2.25 year-round. The charges will apply from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. from September to May at Rocky Point Park, Esplanade Avenue and Murray Street and from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. from June to August. At Souter Brook Village and on Unglis Way, the rates will be applied from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. The maximum parking duration will be 4 hours at all locations except Souter Brook Village, where it will be 2 hours. In a report, Tolentino said the new fees are expected to generate about $550,000 in gross revenue. Operational and enforcement costs, including the hiring of a technician to deal with customer service requests and complaints as well as liaise with the vendor supplying the pay stations, will result in net revenue ranging from $85,000 to $200,000. She said that might get a bit of a boost when fines from parking scofflaws are factored in, but Jeff Moy, Port Moody's general manager of engineering and operations, said the rate for those penalties has yet to be determined. It will most likely be consistent with other parking fines already in the city, he said. Tyson Gansky, Port Moody's Deputy Chief Financial Officer and Manager of Financial Planning, told council it will take about a year into the pay parking program to determine the effectiveness of the rates. Time restrictions and penalties and tweaks will likely be made. We just want to make sure we're taking a cautious approach, he said. Tolentino said users will pay for their parking at 15 or 16 standalone pay stations that accept credit and debit cards as well as mobile phone wallets, but not cash. One or more downloadable mobile apps would also be available and a QR code option may be implemented, although that comes with some security challenges, she added. Signs will be installed in all the new pay parking areas informing visitors of the hours it's in effect and duration limits. Tolentino said the only exemptions to the new charges will be for motorists displaying a valid accessible parking permit, veterans with a valid veteran license plate, and city staff using the parking spaces for work and displaying a valid pass. In response to a query from Dilworth, Moi said it's unlikely recipients of Port Moody's Freedom of the City honor will be able to enjoy unfettered free parking. It would be logistically difficult, he said. Users of the EV charging stations in Rocky Point Park won't have to pay separately for their parking, but the EV charging rates there will be increased to incorporate the new parking fee. Here are the maps where you'll soon have to pay to park in Port Moody. Rocky Point Park. A map of the pay parking site at the main entrance to Rocky Point Park in Port Moody, coming into effect in August 2024. By City of Port Moody. The Boathouse Lot. A map of the pay parking site at the Boathouse, Port Moody lot at Rocky Point Park, coming into effect in August 2024. By City of Port Moody. Esplanade Avenue. A map of the pay parking site along Esplanade Avenue by Rocky Point Park, coming into effect in August 2024. By City of Port Moody. Murray Street. A map of the pay parking site along Murray Street in Port Moody, coming into effect in August 2024. By City of Port Moody. Souter Brook Village. A map of the pay parking sites around Souter Brook Village, coming into effect in August 2024. By City of Port Moody. Unglis Way. A map of the pay parking site along Unglis Way in Port Moody, coming into effect in August 2024. By City of Port Moody.